Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes, I got a charge to my bank account for $59.89. I didn't request anything for $59.89.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you.
Yeah.
What's your first and last name?
Kenneth. Last name is Dupree, D-U-P-R-E.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
45672 Caminito Olite, Temecula, California, zip code 92592.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. Looks like here is showing that your information was signed up to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through taking a survey through a sweepstakes entry, and you're saying you never did that?
I'm not sure, but if I did, why charge me $59.89? I wouldn't agree to that. So,
well, did you do it?
I think maybe it was something on Facebook. I do see those things every once in a while. I don't know.
All right, so basically what happens, whenever you take a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry, you have to read what's called terms and conditions before you complete your payment method. It tells you that when you put your information in for that entry, it automatically enrolls you into our Bites Hub meal planning app, and it's $59.89. So that means if you don't want to pay that, you don't put your information in.
That's deceptive. You know, you said nothing about 59. That what meal app anyway? I don't even want that. Can you cancel it?
It's already canceled.
It's canceled? Okay. Can I get my refund?
Did you sign up to do the Dyson Vacuum 11?
I don't know. I can't remember if I did or not. If I did, can you cancel that too?
I mean, no, all that is already canceled. The reason why I'm asking is because I'm saying, like, if you did it, I mean, I'm just saying you need to tell us that, because if you say it's fraud and I file under fraud, of course, we're
going
to
know. Sure. I'm not going to say it's fraud, because I don't
know. Okay.
I may have signed for it. I don't know. But can I cancel it and get my money back? Because I definitely wasn't aware that it was going to charge me $59.89. You guys didn't even make that aware. People,
yeah, it's on there. You just have to read the information.
I have to read the small print. That's what you're saying.
So with that being said, let's see what I can do for you.
Okay. The reason I can't say for sure, because I was looking for a small vacuum cleaner for my wife, so and I may have seen it during that time. It was last week.
Oh, okay. All right, so it looks like the only thing I can refund is I can do a $45 refund on that charge for you.
Okay, I'll take that.
One second. Thank you. One second. All right, so allow that refund 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your Visa card. For some reason, if you do not see it, you can give us a call back at this number. Do you have a cancellation number?
No, I don't have a cancellation number.
Just let me know when you want to write it down.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 920.
920.
609.
609.
572.
572. All right, thank you very much. It was very helpful. Appreciate it.
You're definitely welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great weekend as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.